Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
We want to take another look at the book of Exodus today and talk about a prepared place that God has for his people. Here's the verses I want to read to you. It's from Exodus chapter 23, verses 20 and 21. Here we go. Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Do not provoke him, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. Moses received the law of God and brought it down to the people of Israel from Mount Sinai. Here in Exodus chapter 23, God looked ahead to their progress into the promised land. Israel had the law, but the law alone could never bring them into the rest and the blessing that the promised land was meant to be. They needed a person to bring them in, and that person was an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. This was one special angel. This angel would keep Israel in the right path. This angel would lead Israel into the promised land. This angel would command the obedience of Israel. This angel had the authority to forgive or to retain sins. This angel had the name of God in his own person. So who was this special angel? In Exodus chapter 23, verse 21, God identified this angel by saying, "My name is in him." Now, we only know a few angels by name. Jude chapter 1 verse 9 mentions Michael, and Luke chapter 1 verse 19 mentions Gabriel. There's a sense in which each of these had the name of God in them. The generic Hebrew word for God is El, and these two are named Mikael, Michael, and Gabriel, each having the name of God in their name. Yet, neither Michael or Gabriel could command obedience from Israel, or could they presume to sit in judgment over them. The angel that was mentioned in our verses for today, Exodus chapter 23, verses 20 and 21, this was the specific angel of the Lord, Jesus, appearing in the Old Testament before he added humanity to his deity and became the incarnate Son of God in Bethlehem. You see, this often speaks directly as the Lord being the angel of the Lord. Of course, the name Yahweh is in Jesus. His name is literally Yahshua. The Lord is salvation. Now, it shouldn't confuse us that Jesus is occasionally called an angel, because the word angel literally means a messenger. Jesus is much more than just a messenger, but he certainly is heaven's ultimate messenger. When we say that Jesus is an angel, we don't mean that he is an angelic being, like other angels described in the Bible. We mean that he has a unique role as heaven's most special messenger. Since the angel was Jesus, it means that Jesus was with Israel in all their wilderness experience. It means that Jesus brought them into the promised land. It means that Jesus was the one to obey. It means that Jesus had the power to forgive or to retain their sins. Jesus was each of these things for ancient Israel in the wilderness, and he's also each of these things for us. The angel went before them into the place which I have prepared for them. Not only is it true that Jesus goes before us to prepare a place for us in heaven, that's John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, But the place we walk in today was prepared by God for us. And where you will walk tomorrow is prepared by Him also. Hey, here's how to apply this. Instead of worrying about today or worrying about tomorrow, look to Jesus and He will make sure that you are in a place prepared by Him.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.